So the question this week is, will an earlier service be added? Why are you guys giggling already? Once the building, the new building, is done. Well, let me tell you how I get to my answer before I give you the answer. So the word church in the Bible never refers to a building. The word is actually called ecclesia. You'll never have to use that, don't worry. It means an assembling of people, a gathering together. That's what it is. It was a military and a political term for congregating people for a purpose. It was the called out ones to come out of your homes, come to this meeting. This is a ecclesia. And the Germans, love them, but they make terrible cars. The Germans translated the word Kirch, which we said church. And now every single time you guys hear the word church, we all think of a building. So, 114 times in the Bible, in the New Testament, this word ecclesia is used. I'm just going to give you a couple that tell us why we do what we do. Acts 20, verse 7 says, on the first day of the week, we gathered with the local believers to share the Lord's Supper. We're going to do that today. Paul was preaching to them, and since he was leaving the next day, he kept going till midnight. I'm not leaving the next day, so we'll shut her down about 11 o'clock. If you know that story, it's excellent. There's a guy up in a window, and Paul preaches so long, the guy falls asleep, falls out the window, and dies. And Paul goes down and raises him from the dead. So we're going one-story church in the new building, no basements. Anyways, the next one, Hebrews 10:25. Another verse. Nope. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. That's my prayer phrase. Anyways, it's okay. Here's the thing. My conviction is that we best reflect the gathering of believers in one service. That's my conviction. People young and old. People from, oh, there it is. Let us not neglect the meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially as the day of his return is drawing near. Okay. People young and old, that's the church. People from different generations, Gen Zs and boomers, together. People from different backgrounds, people that come from hard knock schools, and people that come from different cultures, different times, with one thing in common, Jesus Christ. That is the church. And together, we sing and worship, we pray together, we listen to God's words, and we do the 48 one another commands in scriptures. It's 48, love one another's, pray for one another, bear one another burdens. That is why we do what we do. Lastly, this one is just my quirk. I can't show it to you in the Bible, but this is why I do what I do. Lastly, I have done two services before. Sunday service to me is not a performance. Sunday service to me is not a religious ritual that I just get paid to do. It's not a job. And when I do two services, if I'm being super honest, the first one feels authentic and the second one feels rehearsed. So, that's just my little quirk. The second one feels like I'm doing a ceremony. I personally know other guys that are not like that. They get more encouraged the more services they do. I have no category in my brain for that. So will there be an earlier service added? The answer is nope. But I always reserve the right to be wrong. And if an angel visits me, we'd be having an earlier service.